Welcome back, 1244, 1260 WRC, Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Joining me now, Valerie Richardson, Washington Times national reporter. Got a story in today's Times. Secession movement in New York pushes for Big Apple to split from upstate. Hello, Valerie, how are you?
I'm good, Andy. How are you doing?
Doing just fine. You notice this is happening more and more lately. We had Colorado, California, Maryland, where the western part of the state wants out, and now we've got New York looking at the same thing?
Yeah, it even goes back a little bit farther than that. I trace it to the aftermath of the 2012 presidential election, because right after that happened, you saw thousands of people getting on the White House's We the People website, and there was a petition to split off from the rest of the country filed by people from every state in the union. There were 50 of them.
Wow.
And that, it was kind of huge, and I wrote about it at the time and got, you know, just lots of comments back from people, lots of emails, people feeling like, you know, there's kind of this feeling that maybe in certain areas that they may never really be fully represented again.
Yeah.
This is their way of trying to get out from under that.
Yeah, I must admit I've had this feeling over the past couple of years that it's not one America sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's definitely that feeling out there.
Yeah. All right, so what's different about New York when it comes to this?
Well, they actually have a very unique idea. The other states where you see these movements, they've proposed splitting off and becoming, in like in the case of Colorado and Maryland, a 51st state. And
right.
That's going to take an act of Congress. That's, and let's face it, it's a huge long shot. It's probably never going to happen. These measures tend to be pursued by people in rural areas who are very conservative, and while they may, you know, have conservative support, they're you know, they don't necessarily have Republican support, and they really don't have Democratic support.
Yeah.
So there's these things are huge long shots. But what New York has proposed, which is, I've never heard of this before, and it may be a first, they're saying, look, we're not going to try to become, to add a 51st state. What we're going to do is divide, what we would like to do is divide the state into two regions. Each region, upstate and downstate, has its own basically regional legislature, and that's where the real power is. Those are where we really make the decisions on what goes on in our region. But we still retain the facade of a state, and we have kind of a token state government that means, the token state legislature that meets maybe, you know, once a year for a few weeks, but doesn't really do much. And we still retain our two senators and our usual number of congresspeople, and we still have the same electoral college makeup. But the real decisions that are being made on the ground that affect people's lives in New York are being made at these regional legislative levels.
All right. Now, that brings me to the next question, which would be tax money. How do you divide that? Would there be a call for that?
Well, what they'd like to do is fund the token government, the token state government with the current 3% state income tax, I think it is, or sales tax, I forget which one, but there's the 3% tax.
Mm-hmm.
That government would keep running with that small tax, but that 3% cap apparently would stop it from being able to grow. You know, in other words, there would be some sort of rule saying the government can't get any bigger, the state government. And then the regional authorities would take over taxation, I guess. They would, at that point, would decide what income tax they want for their area, what sales tax they want. I mean, they would just redo everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it, and there would be completely separate systems going on within the state of New York.
Now, they already have a name picked out for this other section of New York?
Yeah, upstate, they are tentatively calling New Amsterdam, which harkens back to, you know, the original New York settlers from Amsterdam, that kind of thing.
Right.
So, the way that they would go about doing this is, right now they're trying to get support at like the Board of Supervisors level, that kind of thing. But what they'd like to do is for the state legislature basically to approve a constitutional convention where they could have this enacted. And the other thing is that every 2 years, every 20 years, the state of New York does a deal where they put before the voters a measure that says, yeah, do you want to have a constitutional convention? And the next year that's coming up is 2017. So that's thinking that would be a way, you know, they don't have the initiative, but that would be a way that they could get this constitutional convention happening without having to go through the legislature.
I got you. All right. 19 million people in the state of New York, if I understand correctly. How would that be divided under this proposal? Do we know?
Well, right now, the way they've got it divided up is they've got most of the counties, the upstate counties in New Amsterdam, but they have about, you know, anywhere from a, they have like 30 to 40% of the population. Most of the population obviously is in the New York City, Westchester County area. That stays with the name New York, and they have most of the population, but it's not like, it's not a huge divide like a 10-90 divide. It's more like a 40-60, you know, 35-65 divide.
I got you. All right. Any comments from the governor over this?
Well, the governor, it's interesting. All this is happening in a year in which the governor is up for re-election. So I'm sure this isn't something that he's, you know, dying to have make headlines. And he has really run afoul of upstate New York over the whole fracking thing. They are pretty mad up there that he keeps, you know, extending this fracking moratorium, or it won't do anything to stop it, in other words.
Yeah.
Because that's very, the fracking moratorium is very popular, obviously, in New York City, where most of the votes are. But he has really tried to reach out to upstate in other ways. You know, he's kind of put the kibosh on Mayor Bill de Blasio's plan for pre-kindergarten, you know, just in New York City by saying, hey, the whole state deserves this, and, you know, we can't just tax people in New York City for this when the whole state would benefit. So he's trying to reach out, and he has actually even made statements recently, like during his State of the State, where he said, you know, we are not, you know, upstate and downstate, we are one New York. And so clearly there's a, you know, a vibe in the air where people are really, you know, sensing this big divide and wondering, you know, if this could be overcome.
Yeah, but he's the same guy who just a couple of weeks ago really ticked off conservatives when he talked about, you know, guns and the upstate of New York. Our conservatives weren't welcome. And
right, when he said pro-lifers were not welcome,
that
didn't go over real well in a, you know, heavily Catholic upstate New York.
Yeah,
so,
really.
So, yeah, he's I think he's trying to reach out, but they're really angry at him right now, so we'll see what happens.
All right, very good. Folks, if you haven't read it, check it out. Secession Movement in New York Pushes for Big Apple to Split from Upstate. It's by Valerie Richardson. It's in today's Washington Times. Val, good to talk to you. Thanks.
You too, Andy. Thank you.
Bye-bye. 1251, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.